This is today's Midwest Digest. Hello, everyone. I'm Max Armstrong reporting from Chicago with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Our Thursday edition of the Midwest Digest is brought to you by Micrometer Flow Meters, designed with the irrigating farmer in mind, giving you the read you need. I'll have today's stories coming up. They've been a friend of the farmer since 1955. Micrometer, supplying a full line of flow meters for agriculture with unparalleled quality, accuracy, and durability. Why, it's no wonder their flow solutions continue to be chosen by and trusted by American farmers for almost 65 years. Hey, and you know, for a limited time only, when you order a new flow meter, you can get free shipping for it. You just mention the promo code FREESHIP. Micrometer will send your new flow meter on the house completely free of shipping charges. Free ship is the code. If you have a problem out there with a flow meter, they have a solution. Micrometer experts know that when time and water are money, wasting precious resources is not an option. Contact Micrometer today to see how they can deliver the accuracy and dependability you need. Learn more by visiting the website micrometer.com/ag. That's micrometer.com/ag. Once again, that's micrometer.com/ag. Some students at the town of Aurora, Indiana, are recuperating today after their school bus collided with a garbage truck yesterday, seriously injuring one student and leaving 20 other people hurt. 18 students, the bus driver, and the driver of the garbage truck were among the injured. The front of the bus smashed into the back of the garbage truck there in Dearborn County, Indiana, about 30 miles west of Cincinnati. From This Week in Agribusiness, the first detailed forecast for net farm income for this year from the Department of Agriculture shows it being up about $6 billion from last year. That would be up about 10%. Of course, farm earnings last year were at almost the lowest level in 10 years. Now, while the value of farm assets continues to rise, projected to be up about 1.5% this year, farm debt, by contrast, is forecast to rise about 4% for 2019. A law proposed in Illinois would tighten gun ownership laws in the state and require law enforcement officers to confiscate weapons and ammunition from people who have had their firearms permits revoked. State Senator Michael Hastings said the bill is a response to that mass shooting in Aurora, Illinois last month, where five people were killed by a man whose firearm owner's identification card had been revoked because of a prior felony conviction. They're going to be watching for ice jams in Nebraska, Cass County, Nebraska there. The emergency management official, Sandy Wires, says ice chunks on the Platte River have to go somewhere. They could end up crashing into bridges, doing some kind of damage. 45 years have passed since a Sioux Falls, South Dakota woman disappeared. But police say they are investigating new leads now in the hopes that one of them will complete the story of her disappearance. Police have spent countless hours over the decades trying to find out what happened to the woman. And in December, the Argus Leader newspaper ran a story about her disappearance. Since then, five tipsters have called with some information. Elabeth Lodermeyer was 25 years old when she disappeared in March of 1974. That's today's Midwest Digest. It's been brought to you by the folks at Micrometer. I'm Max Armstrong. Have a good day.